In Romans chapter 11 and verse 17, it says something about you and I. It says something about the Jewish people who did not believe at the time of Christ and you and I. It says in verse 17 of Romans 11, if some of the branches were broken off and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree, don't be arrogant toward the branches. So Christian church in Alva today, don't be arrogant toward the nation of Israel who has not received their Messiah yet. Because in the future, they will, when they see the connection. If you are arrogant toward the other branches, remember, it's not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. So each one of us alive, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches, right? And then you'll say, it says in verse 19, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. That's true. They were broken off because of their unbelief. Everything hinges on that. But you stand fast through faith. Belief. Everything hinges on that. Do not become proud, but fear. Not fear that you're going to get kicked out, but recognize how close you came and how near it is and how important it is for everyone else that unbelief takes us down and that faith is the only thing that saves us. Holy fear. Not that you're on the edge and you might be kicked out, but that everyone needs this and whoever misses this loses out. That's serious. And it's why we pray for people who don't have faith yet. But fear. For, verse 21, if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Note then the kindness and the severity of God. Severity toward those who have fallen. People who have unbelief. People who do not follow God, the folks on the raft that's headed toward the over the edge. Severity toward them. Because he will hold that standard. If you choose not me, you can have what you choose. Severity. God who loves people has set a line that God will not cross for righteousness' sake. Not to punish people, but that there must be a line so that everybody who chooses is here for love. We have a choice. Severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness toward you. He loves you. There's forgiveness in Jesus' name. Every single person, there's forgiveness in Jesus' name. God's kindness to you, provided you continue in his kindness. Do you believe? Keep believing. Stay believing. These promises are true. Otherwise, you too will be cut off, says the scripture. If you don't believe, then you're not relying on the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, and then your sins are not forgiven. That's how it is. Even they, it says about the Israeli nation, or basically anybody on earth that doesn't believe yet, right? Even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. So we're here in this room today, everyone outside, not in here today, every unbeliever, every not yet believer, the option's open and they're welcome to be part. Not to come and join Alva Baptist Church, but to say, God, I need what you give. Please forgive me. This Christmas miracle I need to be a part of. If they do not continue in their unbelief. That sounds like a lawyer wrote that. If they do not continue in their unbelief. Is that a double negative? Do not unbelief. So what it means is repent and believe. If they do not continue, means if they turn, right? If they do not continue in their unbelief, means turn and believe. And it's quite simply there. Grace comes through faith, not works. It's just believing.